drones for fertilizer. This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. While spray drones are currently used mostly for pesticide application, Arthur Erickson, CEO of Helio, says drones could also be helping farmers make smaller, more targeted fertilizer applications throughout the growing season to provide some just-in-time nutrition to plants.
A lot of pesticide applications in general, and that's of course the umbrella to include herbicide, insecticides, fungicides. These are the most bang for your buck operationally when it comes to drones at the moment. A lot of the paradigm still for nutrients is still relying on this like heavy early or preseason NPK, like hundreds of pounds per acre, that type of strategy or mindset that's kind of ingrained. That's the way we've been doing it for a while. I think what you're going to see with precision tools like drones is you have this ability now to do boutique applications. Traditionally, it's like, okay, I've got like the heavy equipment. It's going to come out one time early in the season. Like that's it, basically. Now with the drones, because they're such a handy and low operation cost, low capital cost tool, you have them there ready to go whenever. You can go out and do bi-weekly top dressing of nutrients mid or later even in the season. That might end up not completely eliminating the need for these heavy fertilizer applications pre-season, but it could reduce it.
Again, that's Arthur Erickson, CEO of Helio.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.